You're listening to the Offsides podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.
They're accused of trying to flip a state in the 2020 election. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Michigan's Attorney General just announcing felony charges against 16 Republican residents accused of submitting a phony slate of electors in an effort to give Donald Trump a 2020 win in Michigan, despite a 154,000 vote victory for President Biden. A member of the Republican National Committee and the former co-chair of Michigan's Republican Party are among the defendants. That case progressing as the former president faces possible charges in a January 6th investigation, given 4 days to report to the grand jury. Trump calling special counsel Jack Smith deranged.
He already indicted Donald Trump last month in the classified documents probe. Trump is also aware he could be indicted by a state court in Georgia for his role in asking Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find more than 11,000 votes. The Georgia Supreme Court ruled yesterday against the former president, allowing that probe to move forward.
Fox's David Spunt. Each side on Capitol Hill accusing the other of hypocrisy over extreme members after the Democrats' progressive caucus chair called Israel a racist state.
Congresswoman Jayapal did indeed apologize. And we have been very clear, anytime Israel is singled out with anti-Jewish hate, which is indeed anti-Semitism, it is unacceptable.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, Jayapal later said she meant anti-Palestinian policies in the Israeli government. Israel's president meeting with President Biden today and telling reporters the current debate in Israel should be seen as a tribute to the strength of Israeli democracy. There may be a break in the long unsolved killing of rapper Tupac Shakur, who was hit in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas in 1996. Investigators in Nevada just confirming they served a search warrant this week in the nearby city of Henderson. They're not releasing any details. America is listening to Fox News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
A person of interest in custody in connection with four deaths around Portland, Oregon. All of the victims, women who were killed after the potential suspect had been released from prison early.
The bodies were all found in remote wooded areas in and around the Portland area, within 100 miles of each other. Portland police initially said there was no evidence that they were linked, but families of the victims felt otherwise. Kristen Smith was the first to disappear back in December. Her body was the first one found in February. The last victim was found in May. The Oregonian and other local media reporting that the person of interest is 38-year-old Jesse Calhoun, a career criminal from Portland. His latest conviction for burglary, auto theft, and assaulting a police officer back in 2019.
Fox's Dan Springer. Calhoun had been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison, but during the pandemic was among the inmates considered nonviolent and released by Oregon's now former governor. An inmate who broke out of jail in Pennsylvania earlier this month is arraigned on an escape charge.
Michael Burham was denied bail after breaking out of the Warren County Jail July 6th, but District Attorney Rob Green says other inmates may be charged as accomplices to the escape. Jail staffers may be charged as well for negligence.
I haven't seen anything that shows that they were complicit or helped with the escape.
Burham was brought into custody Saturday after a 911 call from a couple whose dog alerted them to the suspect being in their backyard. Ron and Cindy Eklund received $2,000 cash for helping bring Burham into custody, and their dog Tucker is reaping the benefits.
There is a ribeye steak in the fridge waiting for him after all this is over.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, $640 million.
Set my kids up for life, my grandkids up for life, and then just go buy an island somewhere and chill out.
But it will be topped by tomorrow's Powerball treasure hitting $1 billion. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
What's up, Acadiana, and welcome to Shannon Is Offsides. I'm Shannon Wilkerson, here with Hippie Hannah. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. We'll be with you until 6, currently 4:08, taking you home on News Talk, KPL 96.5 FM. Hippie Hannah.
Hello.
Always great to have you here. Hippie Hannah is sitting in for Old School Nerd today. And so it's wonderful to have you in the KPL studios.
Thanks. It's fun. I love being here.
Yeah. Yeah. So how was your weekend?
Relaxing.
Actually. Relaxing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it too hot to swim?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it feels like a bath, but still it's,
exactly.
It's still nice though.
Yeah.
You know, when you get out and there was actually, I think we caught the one cool breeze that blew through.
Yeah.
For 10 seconds. It was worth it.
Yeah. Don't you have a cover?
Yeah.
You have a cover on your pool.
A shade sail, yeah.
Yeah. Does that work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I haven't been in a pool in a long time. I have no desire to.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
Ours is salt, so it's you don't feel all gross when you get out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can you actually smell or taste the salt in the water?
You can taste the salt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've heard a lot about those. But your pool was built before the salt water, you know, equipment was made available. So you converted it.
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you go to a lot of concerts? Do you go to concerts?
I used to.
Uh-huh.
But
tell me about that.
Oh gosh. I've been to quite a few.
Well, like tell me about your experiences at a concert, not necessarily the concert itself, like good or bad. Things that you do or do not like about going to a concert?
Well, now I don't like that many people around me, but, you know, when I was younger.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was always so much fun, and everyone was on the same kind of, like, wave.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just, everyone was there for the same reason to have
that
fun
is
and
nice.
Enjoy the music.
Yeah. Yeah, that is nice. It's unlike if you go to a football game, not everyone is there cheering for the same team.
Correct, yeah.
But a concert, everybody is there to see that band.
Yep.
Because they like them.
Yep.
One thing that has disappeared from the concert scene are the cigarette lighters.
Well, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh,
you know, when the lights would go down, everybody would take out their cigarette lighter, and it was
especially
pretty cool.
When the slow songs would come on. Some of the
that too,
slower
that
songs,
too. But
yeah.
I remember, you know, as soon as the concert would be, before the band would begin, you know, they turn the lights out for effect.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Drama.
All of a sudden, you just see these little flickers.
Yeah.
Going,
yeah. Well, no more.
No.
No. Well, nobody smokes, and they definitely don't smoke in there.
Yeah.
You know, so I went to the last concert I went to, they had some. You know, but for the most part, people don't smoke like they used to.
Yeah.
Everybody used to smoke.
Yeah. There were a lot of lighters at the Pink Floyd concert.
I'll bet. I'll bet. Different kind of smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Different kind of smoking. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, last week I spoke a lot about the incredibly high ticket prices.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They've just gone off the chain.
Well, for concerts and movies.
For concerts and movies. But, you know, but like Taylor Swift, she's got tickets that are starting at like $1,000.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous. On the other hand, it is a free market, and people don't get mad because you are buying something that you think is expensive, because it is a choice.
Right.
You don't have to buy the ticket. So
right.
If you sell a product, any product, or you provide a service, any service.
And you're the only one?
Well, or even if you aren't the only one, if people will pay, if you used to sell this product for $100, okay? Now, if people are willing to pay $2,000 for it, that's what you're going to charge. You get it?
Yeah, I don't adopt the same thought process.
You don't?
No, not in my pricing.
Okay. Well, but, you know, but at this point, you're still testing the waters. Okay, so if you teach a class and your class is $40, mm-hmm. all right, then you find out that one of your competitors that does the exact same thing for the exact amount of time is charging $80, mm-hmm. and they're just as booked as you are, you know, that would encourage you to increase your price. No?
Mm-mm. I would increase the days I teach.
You're maxed out. You're totally maxed out. No more days, no more time. You're booked from open to close. There is no way that you can fit another class in there. You of course you would charge it. I mean, no.
No.
All right, you'd take half the money?
I would, only because I don't want just the people who can afford it to be able to experience.
Okay,
it.
But can we agree that you're the exception?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So the reason I say that is because you can't get mad at Taylor Swift or the producer or anything, because if you're willing to pay that amount, then you don't have to go. On the other hand, I do have respect for whatever bands are left out there mm-hmm. that will still pay for play for a more reasonable price. Mm-hmm. You know, and there are some bands that, see, right now it's all about a contract situation. All right.
You know, and also I can understand, like, I'm sure that the cost of the electricity and the venue and all that has gone up.
It certainly has.
Yeah, I mean, there are times where you have to increase.
Yes. Well, the ticket prices now are no longer controlled by the artist. The artist contracts with a company that works, that covers all of the overhead. Okay. Mm-hmm. They work the deal with Ticketmaster, and they work the deal with the venues, and they're the ones that jack up the price. The artist doesn't have Taylor Swift right now cannot say, I want the tickets to start at $200. She has no control over that. So she gets a check, a predetermined amount, and that's it. She knows that she's going to get, if they say, okay, Taylor, we're going to give you $2 million a night. Okay, that's it. Mm-hmm. You're going to get, now she could take it or leave it, but a lot of times now they're taking it because they don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. The sound and lights are there. The transport is there. You know, everything, all of the travel expenses, all she got to do is show up. Okay. So that takes a lot of burden off of her. Not that she would do it, mm-hmm. but off of her and the people that would normally do that. She don't have to worry about payroll, she don't, any of that stuff. So the reason I bring this up, Why do you bring it up, Shannon? Well, because there seems to be a growing trend of people that are fans, and they are going to concerts, and they're throwing things at the artists. All right. Now, Miranda Lambert, who I don't like, I like her voice, but I don't like her.
Okay.
I've seen some interviews with her, and I just don't care for her.
Oh, that's a good topic maybe we can discuss. Can you separate an artist from the person?
To a certain degree. Okay. Yes, let's discuss that.
Okay.
Okay. But she stopped the concert because she saw a fan taking a selfie. Mm-hmm. Okay, like with their back to her, with her in the back, and a selfie. She stopped. And she said, you can't be doing that.
Just for one selfie?
Apparently. You know, now concert entertainers and their companies are trying to cut back, trying to control the use of iPhones because mm-hmm. everybody's video and stuff. I don't really think they can do that.
No.
All right. You can't tell people not to do that. Now, maybe they put it in the contract. Maybe it says it on the ticket or something like that, that if you are caught videoing this, then we're going to remove you, because that used to be a big thing.
Well, you can't
record
out of there.
Exactly. But she stops the concert, which I thought was unreasonable. Many years ago, Guns N' Roses were performing. This is when Axl Rose started going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he jumped down off. Somebody was videoing it, and he jumped down off the stage and attacked him and then ran off stage. They didn't finish the concert. But well,
it's all kind of started with the second, what's it called? Woodstock.
99.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Limp Bizkit. And,
yeah.
And they burned it down.
Well,
now, like Bryan Adams was ambushed on stage. Somebody came and attacked him.
Everyone wants their 15 minutes.
Yes. Pink, someone threw a bag of ashes, the ashes of their mother, on stage. And then there's this girl, Baby Rexha. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. She was taken to the hospital after a fan threw a phone at her and hit her in the face. So this is something new. Mm-hmm. All right. I remember in maybe around 88 or so, I went to go see Rush at UNO.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. Okay. And people were throwing beads up on the stage.
Yeah.
But they started getting too far with them. They were getting hit.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And with the lights in their eye, they couldn't see it coming. And they stopped the song and said, guys, don't do this. All right. Well, a couple people kept on doing it. And, you know, then people in the crowd were like, hey, we really would like to see the rest of this concert.
Yeah, you're
and then
messing
they,
it up for the rest of
they
us.
Stopped. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I've never seen or heard about this happening. I'm not saying it hasn't. But the question is this a correlation to the ticket prices? Are people?
I wouldn't think so.
I don't know.
I think it's a correlation to society right now.
Exactly. You know, we're gonna. I'll fix them.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's more like I'm gonna get on social media because I'm the one who's gonna do this.
That too could be a TikTok challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'll tell you where there is a risk is, you know, what are you gonna do? I mean, they're gonna have security now. They're going to throw these people out and arrest them. But can they catch them? Okay, because unless it's seated, you can't find out who did it.
They're just going to have concerts with big chicken wire in the front.
I was going to say, remember the Blues Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
With the
chicken
wire. And so don't be surprised if, because look, somebody throws something and hits Taylor Swift or Beyonce in the face. They get a broken nose. They're going to say, I'm their manager. I'm saying they are not going to go on any tour. They're not going to get on stage unless there's a plexiglass, a clear divider to protect my artist. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
My name's Eric.
Hey, Eric.
You ever been to a Tool or a Pussifer concert?
A what?
A Tool concert with Maynard?
No.
They do not allow photography or cameras at all. You get caught, they will walk you out. And they do have people looking all over.
Well, you know, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of the things that if you want to see the concert, the artist asks that.
Uh-huh.
So, but
well,
I agree. It's a shame, but it is a good show.
Well, look, I believe that's their right. Okay, because that is, you know, because look, I remember when they used to record and bootleg video camera footage of actual new movies?
Yeah.
Okay, people would remember there's a Seinfeld episode about it.
Oh yeah,
all right.
Kramer and he's all hunched down. In the chair.
That's exactly right. And so when new movies would come out, this is before the digital age, where you can order things and get them at home on Netflix or on some kind of type of streaming, because now you can get movies pretty quickly after they're released.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now you got to pay for it and stuff, but you can get it right there. Well, that used to be a thing. And so that is infringement,
right?
Financial infringement. And so I don't believe that the quality of the sound from a concert is, I mean, I've seen this, okay, on YouTube. You know, people that have recorded concerts and the video, the clarity is bad.
Oh, yeah, okay. And it's shaky.
It is shaky, but it is an infringement. It's a copyright infringement. So yeah, other than Tool, I wonder who else does that.
Yeah. They're great shows, but I understand it. And you buy the tickets, you got to just be respectful, I think. Have a great day, guys.
All right, thanks. You too. All right, we're going to take a break, okay? And when we come back, let's see, what are we going to talk about? Okay. What do you want on your headstone?
Oh, okay.
How about that?
That's
stay tuned.
Perfect.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Find out more about how they can help you at matthew-james.com.
You know, a lot of people, you know, they think about the afterlife. What do you want to do with your body? You know, what type of funeral you might have? You know, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to funerals and headstones,
mm-hmm.
I'm curious what you and our listeners envision would be the best case scenario. Because I think that traditional funerals and headstones are kind of weeding their way out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The baby boomers want, I believe, more of a traditional funeral. Generation Xers, pretty much the same thing. But millennials and Generation Zers, I think they're going to want something a little different. A lot of people say
they want to be shot out into space.
Right. Okay. A lot of people say, I don't want a funeral. I want a party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Look, if that's what they want, that's what they want.
Yeah.
You know, but what kind of a different funeral exists out there? Okay, so you got a party, but what does that party look like? Is it, I don't want to say appropriate, but I understand having a party maybe a little while after.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because for the most part, people are mourning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I don't know if that's a comfortable environment. If you're feeling really bad about the death of a loved one or a friend, I wouldn't be comfortable with loud music and a DJ and doing shots and stuff like that. I understand the whole celebration of life thing, but I don't know if I'd be comfortable with it being in place of a funeral right after the death occurs.
I'm kind of thinking it's more like a Irish wake, you know, like people are outside and toasting and telling stories and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, Irish funerals are very traditional. That's Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's Catholic. And obviously, I've been to Irish funerals and Irish wakes. And I wouldn't say that there's a lot of stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, the one that I went to most recently, my Uncle Mike, 2.5 years ago. And, you know, went to the funeral, beautiful bagpipes at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to his favorite bar and there was Irish music playing on the mm-hmm. jukebox. Everybody did a toast and all Irish music on the jukebox. But then they had a jazz band show up in the street. Everybody went out there and danced with the jazz band. And that would be kind of the extent for me.
Okay.
Okay. It's a party type of atmosphere, but look, like I said, look, if you want to rent out the plaza and bring in Johnny Cage and DJ Trashy and stuff, you know, fine with me.
I'm taking notes here.
Okay. Well, the plaza's not there anymore. Okay. So it's going to take a lot of money. So what other, you know, things, like what would you like to have on your headstone?
My brownie recipe.
The whole recipe?
Yep. You know, I've told my students for so many years that the only way someone's going to get my brownie recipe is if they go and get it off my headstone.
Okay. Will it be on the front or on the back?
On the back.
On the back. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you want, you know, Hippie Hannah
mm-hmm.
on there.
Peace out.
Peace out. That's you.
Yep.
Peace out. Yeah, that would be, I can see that being appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, what else do people want to put on their headstone? And what type of funeral do you want? Call 232-1542 and share this. Because it's morbid to think about. People don't want to think about their own death.
Mm-hmm.
Their own mortality.
But it's inevitable.
And that's the problem with it. okay?
Death and taxes are the only
thing. That's what I don't like about it. Taxes, you can get around taxes.
Mm.
Well, look. If you want to completely unplug, okay, and go off the grid,
yeah.
They're not going to find you in the forest, Okay, but you can't ever come out.
If you die, they're not going to find you either.
That's a good point. They're not going to find you there either.
No.
But nevertheless, I don't know what I want on my headstone.
I saw some really good ones when I went to L.A.
Yes.
You know, and some of the celebrity headstones, just some pretty good ones.
Yeah. I saw Mel Blanc's. Mm-hmm. That's all, folks. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, but it's easy for them.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's easy for them. You know Schwarzenegger is going to have I'll Be Back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or something.
Exactly. You know, he's a Terminator. I'll be back. What a great line for your headstone.
I think my favorite one was, it just said Jack Lemmon in.
Oh. What's that?
Jack Lemmon in.
Right.
And then you keep, you know, by reading, you're reading down. And you, next thing would just see his grasp.
That's right. See, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But I don't know. What do you think I should have?
Oh.
I mean, you know me a while.
Yeah, probably something I couldn't say on the radio.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I maybe something like, well, this sucks.
Yeah, you know? I can see that.
I can
see that.
Yeah, you know, man, this sucks.
Yeah.
Don't want to go there.
Nope.
But what kind of funeral do you think you would like to have? Would it be traditional?
No.
All right.
No, I don't want a funeral.
No funeral at all?
No.
Okay, like, no just, gathering to say goodbye?
No.
Oh, okay, so your funeral would be no funeral.
Yeah, I'm more quiet when it comes to that kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I wouldn't have
you think
a big
gathering. But your family would likely gather at your house. I mean, everybody, you know, it would be, you know, the thing about funerals, I like funerals better than weddings because you got to behave yourself at a funeral.
Yeah.
Okay. People are drinking and partying, you know, weddings can be quite dramatic.
Yes.
But boy, you screw up at a funeral, you're in trouble.
Have you ever been to a black funeral?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I have.
That's more like what I'm talking about, like an Irish wake, you know, they will party and
yeah. I only went to the actual funeral. I didn't go to like the after funeral.
Oh no, this was the night before.
Oh, okay.
In the parking lot and drinking, telling stories of
food.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of homemade food.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that too. But and I'll tell you, just like family reunions, black funerals, there are a lot of people there.
Yes.
I mean, you got a lot of people that attend these. And
I went into the wrong room.
Really?
Yeah, on accident.
Okay. Well, I mean, it happens.
I paid my respects to the wrong person, and they corrected me.
Oh.
And, yeah, but that's okay.
Did you go to the wrong black funeral?
Yeah.
And you paid your respects to the wrong black person?
Yes.
This is not good.
No, but it was a friend of mine's dad, and she motioned.
Oh, okay.
The
so you didn't know what the person looked like.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So this is not an insinuation that they all look alike.
No.
Okay.
Not at
good.
All, not at all.
I didn't think that would be you.
No. It was a friend of mine's dad, and she's like, she just motioned, and I went in the direction of her motion, but she was just doing a hand motion and waited in line and like kneeled in front of the widow, like holding her hand because I'm a sincere person, you know.
Yeah. Right.
I
know.
Oh, you said, yeah, right. Anyway, and I was like, I'm so sorry for your loss. And I said the name, and she's like, yeah, that's in the next room.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Did she laugh?
Oh, yeah. We all laughed.
Okay.
And everyone around us laughed. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
That's funny. I think she even said something like, yeah, we all look alike. You know, something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I mean, no one looked at me any differently.
Yeah. Well, I think that's because of your character.
Maybe so.
Okay, I can see that.
It
might not be the same reaction with me.
No.
Okay, even though it might be a sincere mistake,
yeah.
Obviously.
But I got her to giggle, so that was a plus.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah, I never told you that story.
No, mm-hmm. Well, I guess another type of a funeral. Of course, they've got the New Orleans funerals where they do the second line.
Yeah.
And that's... And actually, it's the funeral march, the brass, it's slow music.
Yeah.
You know, and they're walking. But that normally, you know, turns into, you know, second line. And one of the things that I remember vividly is a video of the day that Dr. John died, totally unrehearsed or anything like that, somewhere, it looked like it's the Ninth Ward. I couldn't tell for sure, but it had that feeling to it. And there was maybe about a dozen musicians, all brass, just started gathering on this corner.
Nice.
And it was something. I mean, it's really something to see.
Yeah.
And I think the song was High on High, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was a great video because it was spontaneous.
Yes.
And
respectful.
That was pretty cool. Very respectful.
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very respectful. And, you know, so that was a pretty cool thing to see.
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact I do not want to be in an open casket or anything like
no
that.
No open casket.
No. I'm going to be cremated or something, but I don't want anyone, like, upset over me going, oh, she looks puffy, or, oh, they did a great job on her makeup. You know,
yeah. Not
no,
good.
No.
Yeah. I'm on the fence with that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of being in an open casket, wearing, like, my leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, boots. You know, I think that would soften the blow. Huh?
No one would see your boots.
Yeah, sure.
Full body open casket?
That's normal. They're not always covered like a blanket. Yeah, it's normal.
Okay.
Yeah, or at least it's common. But so that kind of softens the blow. You know, maybe holding a microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, or something along those lines. But one thing that's very important is music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You'd have all rush.
Well, I'd want a music list. Okay. I'd make a music
list. Yeah, you
would. In fact, I should probably do that. Of just all my favorite songs.
Yeah.
A lot of it will be Rush. Okay. But there would be a lot of Tom Petty, and there would be Boston, and there'd be some Led Zeppelin. There'd be a lot of different things that I like. Peter Gabriel, The Police, Sex Pistols.
Would you be upset if I started like a karaoke?
I wouldn't be able to do whatever you want. You know, I wouldn't want to karaoke with my favorite songs because I don't want these people ruining it.
That's exactly
okay. I don't want them going on there and just ruining the whole thing. And so that would not be good. But I think that would be cool. I did go to a funeral a few years ago and the music was playing of his favorite music.
Mm-hmm.
And there was CCR and, you know, it wasn't loud, but you could hear it. And I thought it was, you know, the music is...
I like that more so than the photo montage.
I was getting ready to say I really like the slideshows. Yeah, I really like the slideshows because it gives a display of different chapters of their life. Okay, so a lot of these people, you didn't know when they were kids.
Yeah.
You might not have known this friend of yours played baseball, Little League, or was a Rush fan.
Yeah.
Or things like that. I mean, if you don't want it, I get that. But I've always liked watching the slideshow. And even if I don't know the person well, it's a story. Okay? It's a visual story of their life. So you're listening to their music. Okay? You're watching the slideshow. And maybe have different monitors that are playing your favorite movies. You know, I kind of like that whole idea. Not just look at me because I'm dead. You know, look at the things that you remember about me and maybe look at the things that or hear the things that you didn't know about me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
It's your funeral.
Not for you. Yeah, I know. I've heard that. I've heard that enough in my life.
Yeah, not
it's
for
your
me.
Funeral.
Not for me.
All right. So the lottery. Okay, Powerball.
Oh, what is it at?
Do you know what that? You know what the Powerball is? Because I know you live kind of a secluded life.
I don't even know what day it is.
It's Tuesday.
Okay. No, I do not know what the Powerball is.
$1 billion.
What?
It's up to $1 billion.
When is that drawn? Tomorrow night?
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Saturday. So,
Saturday.
So here's the question. There's a story about this at KPEL965.com.
Okay.
All right. On what Cajuns would buy when they won the lottery.
Ooh.
Okay, so think about that, and we're going to take this break and come right back.
Okay.
And if callers want to jump in and tell us what you think Cajuns would use their lottery winnings for, That'd be interesting. Stay tuned.
Eat Lafayette 2023 shines a year-round spotlight on Lafayette's locally owned and operated restaurants. And now through September 10th, you can find Eat Lafayette deals offered by some of the participating restaurants. News Talk 96.5 KPL is proud to be a sponsor of Eat Lafayette and the Digital Passport. Download the Eat Lafayette Digital Passport today so you can check in when you eat at a participating restaurant. Each check-in will enter you to win airfare and a trip for two to Savannah, Georgia, courtesy of Wings Travel. Just go to kpal965.com and click on the Eat Lafayette link at the top of the page. Eat Lafayette from Lafayette Travel and sponsored in part by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Okay, we're back. We're talking about a few things. When we hung up, we were talking about what people in Acadiana, in Cajun country specifically, would spend if they won the lottery. And so it needs to be here. Okay, in other words, buying a condo in Destin. No, we're talking about things that you would spend, what here. You would buy here in Cajun country. Hey, welcome. Shannon is offsides. Who's calling?
That's me, Charles.
Hey, Charles, what are your thoughts?
All right. First thing would be a million-dollar camp at Sitmo Point.
You know, camp is the first thing on my list what people would buy.
Yeah, but you got to go to Sitmo Point. I wouldn't even go to Destin.
No. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be here.
Okay, then a nice big boat to go fishing in.
It's the second thing on my list. Go ahead.
$250 to pull it around.
Okay.
$250 to pull it around. I mean, top of the line, right?
Yeah.
A camp in Henderson.
Another camp, right?
And then I'd invest about $400 million in Delcom for the shrimping industry because they're suffering.
Okay. Well, $400 million. That's almost all of it.
They need a billion?
But you only get a half of it. Okay. So look, if you win the $1 billion, you're only going to walk with about $500. I get your point. You know, I mean, you could put $50 million in it. I mean, good. You could put $100 million. That's still an incredible investment. Okay.
I need some help down there.
Now, what would you do?
Struggling.
All right. Well, here, think about this. And Hippie Hannah, I'm going to ask you first, and I'm going to come back to Charles. What would you use your money for that is not personal to improve Acadiana?
That's
a good question.
Mm-hmm. I would hire an outside company to come and fix all the roads.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to say, I'm going to fix the roads. I'm going to make sure all the damn sidewalks around here are handicap accessible.
Yes.
What would you do, Charles?
Oh, man, I'm thinking about it.
That's a good one, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you talking an investment or just a given?
No. Not an investment. This is money that you would use. You don't get a penny back.
What lanyap would you give to Acadiana?
That's a hard one there. I tell you, I don't know.
All right. Think about it. Call me back. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Chris,
what would you use? You know, if you won the lottery, the Powerball, all right, you got $500 million. Okay, that's a lot of money. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, $500 is a lot of money right now. So $500, that's two visits to the grocery.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You know, all right. So what would you use the money for to improve the quality of our community?
Well, I would build a school that teaches capitalism and conservatism for all the children that wanted to attend, regardless of race, color, religious background, whatever.
And that's pretty solid.
Be on about 300 acres where we could actually have, you know, projects to show, like build a small home or plumbing or whatever.
Man, that's a really good idea. You know, having the space, not just to, you know, not just to show them how to do it, actually build, you know, the homes. Or, you know, what you could do is you could buy property in low-income areas and build the homes there. So they're you know, not only are you showing these people how to build all these different trades, they are actually building, you know, the structure, doing the plumbing, the concrete, the electrical, and but then when you're done, you give the house to somebody.
But more than that, it'd be teaching them responsibility. But the other thing is not just teaching them trades, but teaching them the business aspect to where we can have, because the youth is our future. If they keep thinking they can live off the government, we're going nowhere. But
yeah.
If we can teach them to be entrepreneurs and builders and movers and shakers, then we secure our future too. The other thing for me, I wouldn't buy a camp. I'd buy enough land where it has a lake on it, where I own the whole thing. It wouldn't just be the camp.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, man, that's a really good idea. A school with hands-on training for lots of trades. You know,
For free.
Absolutely, for free. Now, you know, I just read an article just in the last day or so that trade schools are seeing a huge increase in interest in trades. So young people are finally getting the idea that you do not have to have a college degree.
Yep.
They're seeing all their older siblings or the older generation. When I say older, I'm talking about the millennials that are paying off student debt till they're 30 years old. And they're not making any more money than somebody that is a welder.
Mm-hmm.
Look, these jobs make these guys make a lot of money. You will never see a poor plumber.
But let me tell you this. I grew up on the north side. I've got a lot of friends that don't have college degrees. And one in particular, I'm not going to name his name or his business, had an eighth grade education. He's a multimillionaire right now because he put hands. What he did was service he provided, people needed, and he did the best at it.
Yeah, a friend of the family. I tell you, a friend of my family's in Mandeville knows somebody just like that. This guy was a high school dropout. He loved cars. He went to work for a body shop. And he worked at this body shop, fixing vehicles, learning how to paint them, opened up his own shop, built that shop up, opened up another one. Now he's got like four or five shops, all right, all in the Mandeville, Covington, Slidell area. And
he doesn't
work a day. This guy is wealthy. And I'll tell you another one. There is a business right here in Lafayette where somebody built up a lawn business. I'm not going to say the name of it because it wouldn't be appropriate. But this guy built up a lawn business, ended up with, you know, maybe a dozen trucks, have got lawn, you know, commercial contracts, you know, residential contracts. And he sold that business for like $4 million.
Well, you know, it's interesting how it seems like this generation coming up, the ones that don't want to go to college, they got over that stigma that comes with someone who works with their hands.
That's
you
right.
You know, they got over that. It's a stigma.
It's a stigma.
You know, like, oh, I'm
I
not.
I have a friend that does the same thing in the lawn service, and he is a very smart guy, but likes the lawns and made a killing.
A killing.
He still makes a killing.
Hey, look, man.
Keeping him young.
You can start a lawn business. If you already have a truck, you can start a lawn business with $5,000. Okay? And you, within a short period of time, you're going to have as much business as you can handle. Try to find somebody who can cut your grass. And it's expensive. And I'll tell you another really good thing is that grass grows 9 months out of the year here. Okay. So you've got an unlimited supply. When I say unlimited, but you get these people on contract. A lot of people still want service done to their homes that is in the winter and such. And I know a guy, I know there's always, I know a guy, but I know a guy that has a lawn service right now. And he's built it up. He's been on it for years and years. And now he's expanded into pressure washing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now he's got all these, he's got crews going around with trucks, and they do pressure washing. So, listen, there's nothing shameful. And Hippie Hannah, you're right. I think that the younger generation is over the stigma that they're less of a person if they don't have a college degree. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Hey, Dave. what when I know this is going to be good, and we're going to extend this through the 5 o'clock hour because a lot of people are responding, and I think that we're going to get some good feedback. What would you use your $500 million? You take $500 million, you win the Powerball. What would you use some of that money for to improve our community?
Well, Shannon, first of all, I'm going to say it might be Powerball or it might be the lotto, one of the two, because either one is less. The first thing I would do is I would make sure that my wife and daughter never want for anything. And I'm talking about giving.
Well, that's personal. I'm talking about what would you do for the community?
I know.
I'm not asking about. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that would take a significant chunk of money. But after that, there are three schools in the Lafayette area. I'm not going to say the names of the schools because it doesn't matter to the public. I would make sure they want for nothing by giving them an endowment so that they could take care of maintenance and so on. And then their money that they bring in from tuition could be taken care of. That money could go to the teachers, and it could also go to the classrooms for the students.
All right.
In other words, they wouldn't have to work. Okay. Then I would take a very, very, very large chunk of that money, as much as I possibly could, and I would do an endowment for the music and arts programs in the Lafayette Parish, public and private schools. And then I would take some money and do the same thing for the music school at UL.
I figured that it would be that eventually you'd get to music. High school, I don't know what the popularity is right now in school music programs. But I'll tell you, I was reading an article, a study, you know, a few months back, that young people that play an instrument are overall smarter when they because they tap into a different type of their brain.
Music and art.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But, so when you learn to read music, that's the same as learning another language.
Right. And it teaches you a different way of thinking.
Yes.
And you don't even realize that you're learning that different way of thinking when you're learning it because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
But no, I don't ever want to hear about a kid that can't afford to be in a band, a choir, or an arts program.
Yeah.
So I would drop a big dime on those people.
Good work, Dave.
And,
gotta go.
Know, look, you guys have a wonderful day.
All right, you too, man. All right. So we will be discussing this very topic in the 5 o'clock hour. What would you use your lottery or Powerball winnings to improve Acadiana's community?
News Talk 96.5 KPL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios, online at matthew-james.com.
Charges filed. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. It happened in Michigan against Republicans who were accused of submitting forged documents after the 2020 election.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, a Democrat, announced charges against 16 people who attempted to overturn the 2020 presidential election result by passing themselves off as Michigan electors for former President Donald Trump, who lost Michigan. In a Twitter clip, Nessel declared,
"That was a lie. They weren't the duly elected and qualified electors, and each of the defendants knew it."
She added in a statement that Michigan and national party operatives were part of the scheme. Dates have not been set for their initial appearances on charges including forgery and election law forgery. Each could face more than 50 years in prison.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. This is former President Trump faces possible charges in the January 6th investigation as special counsel Jack Smith investigates attempts by Trump and his allies to block the transfer of power to President Biden in the days leading up to the Capitol riot. Trump writing on his Truth Social platform, Smith has sent him a letter telling him he has 4 days to report to a grand jury. The South and Southwest dealing with record-breaking heat. Phoenix, Arizona has reached 110 degrees for the 19th straight day, and it's the same for Texas, where some areas have hit over 100 degrees for several days. Houston Fire Public Information Officer Martine Black with some advice on how to keep cool.
So even if you're not thirsty, taking sips of water throughout the day
will help you mitigate dehydration.
Preliminary data shows demand for power in Texas hit a record high for a second day in a row. A senior defense official tells Fox the American soldier believed to be in North Korean custody is Private First Class Travis King, who had recently been held in jail in South Korea, where he had been held on assault charges. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Lawmakers from one state are demanding answers over reported child abuse by a migrant.
An undocumented immigrant in Tennessee is accused of raping and abusing at least 10 boys between 9 and 17 years old. GOP members of Tennessee's congressional delegation, including Senators Marsha Blackburn and Bill Hagerty, as well as House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, say Camilo Hurtado Campos was in the country illegally for over two decades. The lawmakers are now demanding answers from the Department of Homeland Security about how he was able to stay despite having a criminal record, as well as if DHS was aware of his record. Fox News has reached out to DHS for comment. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A former New Hampshire state lawmaker and the one-time partner of a woman charged with taking sexually explicit photos of children at a Massachusetts daycare where she worked has also been charged in the case. Stacey Marie Lawton is charged with aiding and abetting the sexual exploitation of children. Americans are spending money, but not as much as economists were expecting.
Retail sales rose 0.2%. Economists were predicting a 0.5% increase. Excluding autos, the increase was the same, 0.2%. Lower gas prices and moderating inflation may have allowed shoppers to control some spending. However, prices of most things are still much higher than a year ago, which is impacting spending choices. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A neighborhood in Florida overrun by domestic bunnies. Between 60 and 100 of the bunnies, called lionheads, have invaded the yards of the area of Wilton Manors in suburban Fort Lauderdale. Residents are trying to raise between $20,000 and $40,000 needed to rescue the animals and get them into homes. On Wall Street, the Dow added 366, the NASDAQ gained 108, the S&P plus 32. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks finishing at yearly highs on upbeat earnings from several big financial companies, despite fresh data that show that consumers slowed their spending in June. Retail sales, a measure of spending at stores, online, and in restaurants, rising 0.2% last month from the previous month. That was a slower pace than in May and April. The Dow rising 367 points for a seventh straight session of gains. The NASDAQ up 109, S&P 500 up 30. On the earnings front, Bank of America's second quarter profit increased by 19% year over year, while its revenue climbed 11%, which was slightly higher than forecast, and its stock rose over 4%. And shares of Microsoft jumped 4% after the software giant made announcements about artificial intelligence-related products. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
It's the 5 o'clock gold rush hour on Offsides, brought to you by Coin and Treasure on West Congress, where they buy and sell gold and silver every day.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
What's up, Acadiana, and welcome to Shannon Is Offsides. I'm Shannon Wilkerson, here with Hippie Hannah. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. Be with you till 6, currently 5:09, taking you home live and local on News Talk, KPEL 96.5 FM. Hello, Hippie Hannah.
Hello.
So, we stumbled on this great topic, the end of the 4 o'clock hour. You know, the Powerball is like $1 billion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pocket
big money.
Change.
Pocket change.
Yeah, you said big money and I say pocket change.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be great?
Right?
Yeah. It's incredible how many billionaires there are right
now. I know.
Now.
It's crazy.
It really is crazy. And it's hard to conceive, it's hard to comprehend what that really is. To have that much money that your worry is about what to do with the money.
You know, that's the thing, like if for the lottery or Powerball, whatever, I wouldn't want people to know that I won it.
That's the thing. No,
no but
eventually it would get out. Yeah, when you buy homes and things
no,
like that.
No, they have to publicly, they have to like announce who it is.
I don't think so.
In certain states, they don't have to, but
yeah.
Here you do.
Wow. Oh, well, I would change my name after that and move away. That's too bad.
I don't know.
Well, the thing is that even if people are not asking you for money for personal reasons, you're always going to have people asking you for money all day long for the rest of your life.
Yep.
That's all there is to it. Anybody that you potentially make friends with, you cannot ever let your guard down. You don't know if that friendship is sincere. And that's why a lot of very rich people only hang out with very rich people because they have that guard. But look, if you've got $500 million in the bank and somebody is running a fundraiser, well, sure, they're going to hit you up.
Well, look, I don't even have nearly any of that. And just being a small business owner, I'm constantly getting people in.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to donate to this? Or hey, gift card for this? And
yeah. And you know, these people are going to come in heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, Shannon. We're doing this and we're asking for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You
can ask all you want.
Well, I mean, just saying, because then you got social media. We went to Shannon and he doesn't want to support this little girl who needs heart surgery and stuff, but they forget. They don't include that they asked you for $1 million.
Yeah.
So, listen, people freak out when they win the lottery. At first, it's great, and then they lose their family. They lose their friends.
Oh, yeah. It's a curse.
I'd welcome that curse. Okay,
yeah.
I'd welcome that curse. The old proverb, I guess, if you will, is your money can't buy happiness. That's a load of crap. Okay, all right. I mean, yeah, I'd rather be crying in a Mercedes, okay, than a Hyundai. Not that there's anything wrong with driving a Hyundai, people out there that have them, but
yeah.
I've had my life. I've had bad times in my life when I had money, and I've had bad times in my life when I didn't have money. It was better when I had the money. So the question is, 232-1542, what would you use your money, all of it, part of it, whatever, your earnings to improve the community in Acadiana, right? We not what you would do personally. Of course, you know, we'd want homes and we'd want cars and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, that's, you know, I'd want a home. I'd want a destined location, even though I don't like the beach. I'd sit on my balcony and look at the water, you know. I'd want a place like in the mountains, around Utah. I'd want, you want things. And now you can get whatever you want, everything you've dreamed of. You would probably get a lot of camera equipment and art studio. You'd use your money to expand in your artistic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
People that like to cook would get big kitchens.
Yep.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So earlier, Hippie Hannah and I both said that we would use the money for to improve the roads.
Yes.
You know, I would also add to that the drainage.
Yes.
Okay, a lot of bad flooding going on.
Yep.
All right, 232-1542. All the phone lines are lit up. Hello, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe. What would you use your money for to improve the community?
Man, I'd probably have to pull a page out of Donald Trump's handbag, and I'd probably run for governor of our great state and not draw a penny on during my term, and I would have the greatest state that's ever been. I would take Louisiana from the worst state that's ever been to the greatest state that's ever been. We'd have the best of everything. Louisiana would be wonderful under my administration.
Yeah. And how would you do that?
Yeah, you're so humble.
I would probably go to all these businesses that are leaving these woke states, and I would bring them into our beautiful, wonderful state, and I would give them security, which is something they don't have in these other states.
Okay.
I would invest in all the police. We would have so many police, it would be everywhere.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate that. So you just want to try to improve the entire state. My question is, what would you do here in Acadiana?
I'm from here, so of course I would be partial.
All right. Thanks. Well, yeah. Hell yeah, partial.
He's already a politician. He's not answering the question.
Yeah, good question. Hey, thanks for the call. Hey, Sean.
Hey, last caller. Yeah, good. But instead of bringing in new things to this place like our government wants to do, why don't we use what we have here, like our sugarcane farmers, our rice farmers, our crawfishers, everything like that that we have that is better than anywhere else in the world, and why don't we prop them up for success? And we could be very profitable.
How would you do that, though? How would you use your money to prop them up?
I don't know, maybe you talk about Billy Nungesser. Let's shut down Chinese crawfish. Let's stop bringing in sugar from Cuba. We could do it just as good as Cuba.
All right, so you would invest in local farming.
Correct.
All right.
And because that is what we have here right now, and it is better than anywhere else in the world.
All right,
but
man.
Tariffs and everything are killing it.
All right, thank you, bro. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling? I don't think they
get it. Hey, this is Major.
Hey, Major, what would you use your money for to improve the community here?
Specifically, and how would you go about doing that?
Okay, well, I would probably work with all of the Louisiana universities, and I would create some type of a fund so that anybody that graduates with an education degree that wants to teach elementary, high school, or whatever, they would the state or the fund would pay off your college tuition as long as you agree to sign a contract to work in the public school system in Louisiana for a 10-year term.
All right, that's pretty
good.
That's pretty solid.
I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. Go ahead.
And, we used to live in Alaska. Well, it works because I used to live in Alaska to work off a federal debt. I ended up working in the Anchorage, about 50 miles outside of Anchorage for about 6 years to pay off a federal debt. That was, hey, go work in Alaska and we'll pay your college tuition.
Yeah.
That's what I did. The Navy does the same thing for a lot of nurses. They graduate and you want to be a nurse, an RN in the Navy. They will pay off your college tuition as well, or your college loans as long as you give them 6 to 8 years.
All right, that's solid. I like the way you want to improve the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good work.
I agree.
And we can also use it. It wouldn't cost nearly $400 million or $1 billion to do this. We could also use it to give bonuses to teachers, pay bonuses.
All right, so let's get to it. Let's down to the nitty-gritty. How much would you keep for yourself?
Oh, are you still talking to me?
Yeah.
I would definitely keep, I would definitely keep quite a few million. I would definitely buy a camp in
a few million.
Grand Isle.
How much is okay? You got $500 million. How much would you keep for yourself?
Depending 200? On how much it took to do this fund, I would probably easily keep $100 million.
All right, and fair enough.
Buy myself a camp.
Okay. Yeah, now, I believe that. Okay, I believe that. If someone says, oh, I'll keep $5 million, no. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, Shannon, it's Clay.
Hey, Clay, what would you use some of your money if you won the Powerball? You got $500 million. What would you use some of that money for to improve Acadiana?
I would open the largest trade school money could buy and teach every trade in the book, from truck driving to digging to crane operating to masonry, carpentry, electrical, you name it, we would have it. And we'd have the top skillsmen in the state right here in Lafayette.
Well, I'll tell you, you're the second caller that suggested that. That really investing big time in our trades and education for our trades. I think that the state needs to be doing that.
Oh, I love that idea.
Anyway, yeah, it really is something, because I think that that's going to be, that is improving the interest in trade schools and learning a trade is increasing exponentially with young people. Yep. And I think that that is going to continue. That's going to be the new cool. Oh, all right. That's the thing. That's going to be the new cool. Blue collar is going to be the new cool for young people.
I don't know if it's so much as being cool. It's more like knowing that they don't have to climb the corporate ladder and they can have time with family and friends.
And that's why I'm saying that. That's going to be the trade. The trade is, it's like, oh, I have an education. All right. Well, that's lost its glamour. Okay. That's lost its glamour. Look, I'll tell you, one time I was in Orlando for a Harley Davidson marketing convention of a sort. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we were in the hotel, and MMI, which is this is where you go to college to be certified to work on Harley Davidsons.
Okay.
Okay. The mechanics, the techs, we call them, they all go there. Well, look, this group of them came in, and the MMI uniforms are in all black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this young group of guys came walking in, maybe 8 or 10 of them, all tatted up. Some of them had dreads, young, and they were like, they stole the show. And all they did was walk through the lobby.
Like Top Gun.
It was like Top Gun. That's exactly right. Hey, thanks for the call. 232-1542, what would you use your lottery winnings to improve the community here in Acadiana? Hello, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, it's Larry G.
Hey, Larry G.
All right, man. Look, if I wouldn't win that much money, I would like to, dedicate at least 80% of the winnings, even before I pay myself, friends, and whoever else, to someone like St. Jude's Research for Cancer for Children.
Yeah.
And then another part for the Acadiana area would be Acadiana Hospice. And then I would just try to enjoy a couple of million for myself and my friends,
Yeah.
I think that would be the best way to do it. And those kids need a lot of help these days. They didn't have to be born in this world, but they were. And
sure.
Have a good life, hopefully. And they need help.
Okay, man. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to take one more call, then we're going to go to our first break. Hello, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling? Paul, are you there?
Jane.
Hey, man, what would you use your earnings for?
Parks and recreation to help our kids get out the house.
Parks and recreation.
Yep.
Well, you know, Youngsville did it right.
Oh, yeah, they
okay,
did.
Youngsville did it right, okay, and people are flocking to Youngsville. And I'm not saying that their sports complex is the reason, but that's a very good draw.
Yeah, it is.
Because everybody, look, the soccer environment, okay, all these kids, everybody's kids play soccer.
Yep.
And they got all these soccer fields. So I like your idea of parks and recreation.
Soccer, skateboarding, an endowment fund to help keep it up. And once a year or twice a year have, somebody come down, to be a model for these kids, some store athlete or,
Yeah. Well, Drew Brees is right there in New Orleans.
Get him out the house. You know,
I hear you.
Skateboard park attached to this park.
I hear. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Find out more about how they can help you at matthew-james.com. It's the 5 o'clock gold rush hour on Offsides, brought to you by Coin and Treasure on West Congress, where they buy and sell gold and silver every day.
Welcome back to Shannon is Offsides. Powerball, almost a billion. Oh, no, it's at $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Still got a few more days for it to climb as well. So that'll be interesting. I hope I win.
If I win, I'll give you some.
How much? You got 500 million. You get half. After taxes and stuff, you're only going to get 500, about half. Okay, so you get, you win $1 billion, you walk in with 500 million. How much are you going to give?
I would give you $50 million.
That's pretty damn good.
We're good friends.
All right. Okay. Deal.
Would you have done it? What would you give me? Like,
I'm gonna give you $50 million.
There you go.
All right.
Pinky swear.
Pinky swear. That's, oh, I can't reach you. All right. So, so that's what I'm asking people. We've gotten some pretty good
We have.
Answers. A lot of education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of trade school education, music education.
Yep.
You and I both said roads.
So there's an overwhelming theme of we need better education here.
Yes.
Overwhelming.
Overwhelming, yes. And you know, with the right backing, you know, we've talked about privatizing schools.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would start with reading and listening.
Mm-hmm.
A reading and listening school. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 232-1542. Hello, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Bill.
Hey, Bill, what would you use your earnings for to improve our community?
Well, I'm from New Iberia. I would like to go to these unserved neighborhoods, knock all these old houses down, build some new houses that our kids can come up in a different environment from what they are now.
All right, that's pretty solid. You know, with that much money, you can build whole neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
pretty solid, man. Thanks for the call. 232-1542, Hippie Anna.
Yep.
What else would you do?
I would build a facility for the homeless.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. How do you envision it? Where would it be?
I would probably put it somewhere kind of like in this area or close to downtown, only because that's where a majority of the homeless that I see around congregate. So, you know, make it convenient for them.
Okay.
It's not like I want to, you know, push them all out to Mamu or anything, you know, but just having a place here.
Sure.
That's convenient for them.
Okay.
Yep.
You could do a lot with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
You can include a trade school.
Exactly.
You know, and you can, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
How big? How many beds?
I haven't gotten that far in my design yet.
Okay. All right. Look, you're the creative one. All right. So
I started sketching it.
I would like to create a better transportation system.
Oh, okay.
I'm not complaining about our public transportation. Frankly, I've never used our own public transportation. Mm-hmm. But I would like to see some type of a streetcar system that runs down Johnson and Ambassador.
Okay.
Okay. The like where the center lane is.
Yep.
I'd like to see that. I mean, it works fantastic. And I was in New Orleans recently, and those streetcars that run right down the middle of Canal Street, I mean, they are constantly back and forth, back and forth. And I would like to, I think that that would be good. You know, they're just going those streets, okay? I mean, buses travel all around, and that's good.
Can a streetcar go over a bridge?
I don't see why not. I don't see any in New Orleans, but there's no bridges on Johnson and Ambassador where I'm thinking.
Ambassador.
Ambassador?
Yeah, going toward like near Target and all that. There's a bridge.
Yeah, but it stays flat. I thought you meant like
a bridge, but like because that bridge opens, so you couldn't really have the wire.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Electrical engineers.
Love it.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, welcome. Shannon is offsides. Who's calling?
Monique.
Monique, what would you use your money for to improve the community here in Acadiana?
I grew up in a small community in Karen Crow, and I would take that community. There's a lot of elderly people that are there, and I would rehab all of their homes in that neighborhood, give them the central heating and air conditioning and new furniture, change their roofs, because it is now a poverty-stricken area. So I would definitely rehab the elderly in the community.
I love that.
Yeah, that's really good, because we've talked about kids and education. Mm-hmm. All right. We've talked about the homeless. Can't forget about the seniors.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. And upgrading their homes, make them handicap accessible if that's required. Yeah, yeah. And maybe even buying building a whole new retirement community. Because let me tell you, that is a lot of money.
Yes.
Okay. Assisted living. Man, that is a lot of freaking money, and it's hard to get in them. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it is.
So a lot of families struggle with that when they've got relatives that get older and they need full time or even part time help.
Yep. Thanks, Monique.
Yeah, thanks,
Monique. That was
good
a great
idea. Good work. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Will.
Will, what would you do with your money?
Well, along with the Votek, I would build a big Bucky's on Louisiana Avenue.
Okay. Well, okay.
Across the street on the north side of I-10.
Well, all right, fair enough. That is something that you could do to improve the community because you're talking about a crap load of jobs. Bucky's, that's a lot of jobs.
And it's a lot of income from people going from state to state.
That's a very heavily traveled stretch right there.
Yep.
Between New Orleans and Houston.
Yeah.
Is where you're picking up all that traffic. A big old Bucky's.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. I love Bucky's. Everyone loves Bucky's. Never hear anybody say Bucky's sucks.
Everyone loves Bucky's.
I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were dissing on Bucky's. I'm like, oh, no, no, sir.
Well, don't listen to them anymore.
I didn't.
Hey, thanks for the call. 232-1542, the Powerball is up to $1 billion. What would you use, if you won it, what would you use part or all of your money for to improve our community right here in Acadiana? Okay. My next one would be, so at these big intersections, Johnson and Ambassador, Ambassador and Collie Saloon, okay? If you are walking, or even if you're riding your bike, those are big, big, huge intersections to cross, all right? And you've got the center lane, you've got the shoulder, and you've got two lanes going in each direction, okay? That's seven lanes, basically, that you're crossing over or that you're walking across. I would want crossovers, okay, that you go up the steps, and you walk across these intersections above them, all right? And when with elevators, okay? Because that way people with disabilities can still use it, all right? In fact, maybe just the elevators. But that just makes me so nervous when I'm at those intersections and I see somebody waiting for the blinking thing so they can walk across. It is so risky to have that many lanes to cross.
Yes, and with so many people just on their phones constantly and running red lights.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
You need four per intersection.
Yeah,
okay?
Worth it.
I think it's worth it.
Yep.
At those two intersections to begin with. I mean, they can use it. There's a lot of different places around Acadiana that you can have that with heavy, heavy intersections.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like to see that. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
It's a Shane.
Shane, what would you use your money for?
would I'd like to establish like a nonprofit where I would deliver prescriptions and pay for them to elderly and disabled.
That's great. And delivery is important.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people you're talking about, they frequently can't get around very efficiently. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Prescriptions.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous. Speaking of prices.
Hey, thank you.
Ridiculous.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Very generous.
Fantastic idea.
Hello. Welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Donna.
Hey, what would you use your money for?
I would share it with the first responders.
Okay.
Officers, firefighters, any EMTs.
All right. Just make straight donations or make purchases on their behalf.
But no, give it to them individually.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. First responders. So we've talked about first responders. We've talked about teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about students, education, homeless, seniors.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, transportation,
mm-hmm.
Trade schools. Those are all really, all of these things,
yeah,
along with many others, I believe would be a great improvement for our community.
Maybe we should do the Lafayette's budget.
Oh, no, I don't want them spending my money. okay, I don't want, hey, thanks for the call. 232-1542, what would you use your money for if you won the Powerball? But you got to use it for something here in Acadiana that would improve our community.
Yeah, I would say also maybe looking, and this sounds strange, but some of the historical homes and trees around and you know, taking care of them. Not just the St. John Oak, you know, but there's a bunch of historical trees around here that need work on so they can stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. I would also like to do something that would improve our tourism year round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have great tourism for New Orleans, for Mardi Gras,
mm-hmm,
and we have great tourism for the festivals.
Yeah.
I would want to do something strong for tourism, like a river walk.
Yeah.
A river walk, shopping, facilities, things like that. I'd like to reach out to tourism professionals and say, okay, we've got a great thing going on here, all right? We have got the most unique community, arguably, in the whole country. We have our own language, we have our own food, and we have our own music.
Yep.
How can we expand on that to expose that as a draw, other than just coming to the restaurants here in Acadiana? Hey, welcome. Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Natalie.
Natalie, what would you use your money for?
I would build a large attraction, like entertainment attraction, somewhere maybe outside of Lafayette, but in the central part of the state. Because we don't have anything anymore, like water slides, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like a big garden, like, what's that place?
Like an outlet mall?
Hodges Garden or something like that. Just with all kinds of different entertainment things that would bring, you know, people together, happy times, and also be, jobs and all kinds of different,
okay,
benefits.
Hey, entertainment facilities. That's a great one. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, we're going to take our last break. Getting some really good ideas. People here are very giving.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they're very generous.
Yes.
And, of course, we haven't forgotten that they're going to spend some of that money on themselves.
Well, yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
What the balance.
Was your first car you would buy?
A Volkswagen Bug convertible with suicide doors.
Nice.
With a Porsche,
nice.
With a Porsche engine.
I like the way you're thinking.
Right?
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Shannon is Offsides. I got Hippie Hannah here. Powerball is almost $1 billion.
Almost.
And so we're talking about if you won the Powerball, what would you use your money? Part of it, you know, we're not saying you have to use all of it, but what would you use that money for to help improve our community here in Acadiana?
I know one other thing I would do.
Okay.
I would put the power lines underground.
Great idea.
Because of hurricanes, you know.
Yeah.
All power lines underground.
You could do that while you're fixing the drainage.
And the streets.
Right, because yeah. you're already dirty.
Yeah.
You know, you've already dug everything up. Yeah, I think that's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some neighborhoods have it already.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we see a lot of hurricanes here.
Yeah, one or two.
Or,
yeah. Here and there, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, we also whatever. Just see a lot of bad weather.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we lose power, you know, mm-hmm. frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what this caller
We definitely don't need any more heart hospitals.
Oh, I know. Or Mexican restaurants.
Right.
Oh. Not that I've got any problem. Hello, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, it's Steve calling.
Hey, what would you use your... Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do. I would put a street sign on every intersection that's been built in the last 10 years that's got no street signs on it at all. Because all over Lafayette,
They've
got new intersections with no street signs. And if somebody comes to visit, there's somebody older, they don't know where the heck they at.
That's true.
I like that.
I like the ones that they just put up, like on Johnson and Cajun Dome. They're lit up.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, another thing we could do is we could change all of our street lights to LED.
Yes.
Okay. They're much brighter.
Yes.
And safer. That would be a great improvement. 232-1542. This is one that I think is that would
That's
be great.
That's the one, number one.
This I don't know if it's the number one. How about open a free and very effective driving school?
You know, I was actually thinking that. Teach everyone in Lafayette how to use a turn signal.
Driving school.
Turn signals.
Driving
people.
School.
Yes.
Develop something that makes their phone explode if they use it text messaging while they're driving.
Yes.
We could. That's something we really could improve on.
Yes.
And I think that, we would benefit from that.
Like there should be something in a car where the phone has a slot that you have to put it in to be able to turn the car on.
Yes.
You know, so it could be charging the whole time.
Well, look, if they've got these little things that bother me, but when I don't put my seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Okay. This technology exists.
Yes.
All right. My next thing is I want to have covered and moving sidewalks.
How do you think that would do, though, with all the swampy land we have here?
Well, you put it on the same, when you know, right along the streets that we're going to
fix. True. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, we're so damn hot here and, you know, people would want to, with our new rail system,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to walk to get to where they pick you up
mm-hmm.
and at least covered. Okay. You ever been to IKEA in Houston?
Yeah.
Covered.
Yeah.
Covered walkways in their parking lot.
Yeah.
Now that takes a lot more time, more space for them, but I really like that in parking lots, but that's private. Okay, I'm not gonna go in and improve somebody's private property.
Right.
But I think that covered, especially in the areas like I was talking about, Johnson Street, Ambassador, mm-hmm. And where the crossovers are.
And all bus stops should have the covered seating. Every single one of them.
Every one of them. That's exactly right.
Yep.
But they wouldn't be taking the bus. They'd be taking the rail.
Well, the rail
stops. Right. The same place.
Yes.
That's right. Hey, welcome. Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
It's Mike.
All right. Hey.
Hey, so how about this? Since Lafayette's airport cannot grow any more than what it is right now, and New Iberia has one of the longest runways in the United States, I'd say make an international airport right there in New Iberia.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's not bad. I mean, I'd like to be able to go from Lafayette to London.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what international airports do, right?
Yeah.
They fly internationally?
Yeah, that's in the name.
Thus the term?
Yes, hence international.
Well, improving the airport, our air traffic will benefit us for a lot of ways. You got more jobs. You've got more traffic, more tourism. Like I was saying, I would like to do something to improve our tourism outside of the festivals. I like that idea. Thanks for a good idea, thinking out of the box. So, the covered sidewalk, moving sidewalks like they got in airports.
Mm-hmm. Love walking on fast.
Oh,
on
so those. Do I. You're going so fast.
I know. I love it.
And then we've got the crossovers.
Yep.
Right? Now we've got homeless shelters.
Yep.
All right. With education in them.
In trade school.
We've got a big trade school where they learn the trade by actually doing the job.
Yes.
At a real place.
Yes.
We're going to build a house. You're going to learn to be a carpenter because you're going to help frame this house that someone's going to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
Evan, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm sorry you called. I was taking a sip. We're talking about donating money to help beautify Lafayette.
Yes.
Well,
help improve.
What we're doing, we're talking about if you won the Powerball lottery, all right, and you got hundreds of million dollars, what would you use some of that money for to improve our community?
To start a fund to raise enough money to put all the doggone power lines in Old City, down Johnson Street and everywhere, underground instead of being exposed like they are.
Yep. You and Hippie Hannah think alike.
Yep.
That is one of the ugliest things right now. You're driving on Johnson Street and Jefferson Street and the power lines just hanging up where. You don't see that on Colley Saloon or an Ambassador.
Yeah.
And I think what makes it so noticeable, too, on Johnson Street are the beads hanging from it. So if you don't really...
the Mardi Gras beads.
If you don't realize that they're just Mardi Gras beads, it looks like trash hanging from the lines.
Yeah, I agree with both of you on that. So that would be great. Thanks for the call. All right, so we've got better roads, okay? We've got better roads. We've got better drainage.
Mm-hmm.
We've got better sidewalks covered.
Mm-hmm.
We've got crossovers at the big intersections. Mm-hmm. We've got a rail system.
Better education.
We've got better education. We've got homeless facilities.
We have the elderly taken care of.
We've got the elderly. That's right. Senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We have got, what else?
A Buc-ee's.
We've got a Buc-ee's. That's exactly right. We got a Buc-ee's. Man, I mean, who would not want to live here?
Right?
It's great.
Yeah.
We've got a river walk.
Yes.
Okay. We've got driving instructions.
Yes.
Better drivers on better roads. Right?
Blinkers.
Right.
Blinkers.
All of this is great.
Yes.
Now look at what we've done in 1 hour.
Right?
We have completely revitalized our community.
And we have completely spent that $500 million.
Thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Always great to have you. You will be back on Thursday.
Yes.
All right. Tomorrow I got Gary Cruz, 4-6. Y'all tune in then. Thank you for listening.
News commentary.
Despite the Supreme Court's ruling, Joe Biden has taken it upon himself to bail out 800,000 student borrowers. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
The Supreme Court's rejection of Biden's student loan forgiveness hoax hasn't even dried yet, but that didn't stop Joe, or whoever does the thinking for Joe, from forgiving nearly $40 billion in student loans for more than 800,000 borrowers. How? Based on a promise Biden made last year to fast-track loan forgiveness for hundreds of thousands under the income-driven repayment plan rules. These IDR rules basically state that a borrower's loan will be forgiven after 20 years of payments, even if the balance is still outstanding. So basically, if you still can't pay back the loan you took out after 20 years, you get a pass. Imagine if this were the case with car payments or mortgages or any other type of loan. This is ridiculous and encourages irresponsibility and financial laziness. All of these passes and excuses are BS and a slap in the face to those who have worked hard to pay our own debts. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Let's show up for first responders and their families. Go to firstrcf.org to find out how you can help today.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, Brobridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Online at matthew-james.com.
Tensions ratcheting up. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles into its eastern sea as the U.S. deploys a nuclear-armed submarine to South Korea for the first time in decades, as the U.S. soldier is in North Korean custody as he crossed over the DMZ.
A senior defense official tells Fox News the soldier is Private Second Class Travis King. He had recently been held in a South Korean jail after getting in a fight with local citizens. According to the source, King said during his detainment, he did not want to return to America. As King was taken to an airport to board a flight for home, the official said he left the airport while out of an escort sight. The Pentagon has officially said King was on a tour when he bolted from the group to cross into North Korea. The State Department, for now, says King's status is a Pentagon matter.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Michigan's attorney general has filed felony charges against 16 Republicans who she says acted as fake electors for then-President Trump in 2020, accusing them of trying to overturn the election results. A third pharmaceutical company is suing the Biden administration over a plan to lower prescription drug prices for seniors.
In a court filing, pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson argues the Health and Human Services requirement to participate in a Medicare drug pricing program is innovation damaging and congressional overreach. A provision of President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act gives Medicare the power to negotiate drug prices for the first time. A program White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says will save Americans money on life-saving drugs.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The Writers Guild and Actors Union SAG-AFTRA have filed a grievance with the National Labor Relations Board against NBC Universal. That's according to the Hollywood Reporter. America is listening to Fox News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Governor Ron DeSantis makes the first official filing to be on the presidential primary ballot in South Carolina, one of the early contest states.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hands in his paperwork in South Carolina to become the first in the field of Republicans to be on the ballot for the first in the South presidential primary.
We're going to make this official. I think we got a notary standing by. Does that pass muster with the chairman?
Absolutely.
DeSantis is spending a couple of days in South Carolina. The GOP primary there is scheduled for February 24th. Two South Carolinians, U.S. Senator Tim Scott and former Governor Nikki Haley, are also seeking the Republican presidential nomination. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Despite economic turbulence, one report finds certain accounts are continuing to grow.
Retirement savings grew for the second quarter in a row at the start of the year. According to data from Fidelity Investments, the average individual retirement account balance increased to $109,000 in the first quarter of this year, a 5% rise from the previous quarter, while the average 401k balance jumped 4% to more than $108,000 during that same period. The investment firm also reported that 401k contributions increased to 14% from 13.7%. Fidelity projecting that despite stubborn inflation and record high debt, Americans' retirement readiness may be on a brighter path. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
An Australian sailor rescued by a Mexican tuna boat after being adrift at sea with his dog for 3 months has stepped foot on land for the first time today since the ordeal began. Timothy Lindsay Shattuck and his dog arrived in Manzanillo from the fishing boat. They rescued them. Shattuck told Australian TV he and his dog survived on raw fish and rainwater after his catamaran was damaged in a storm. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.